The Grilling Guys, welcome back. My name is Barbecue Bob.
Good morning, Randy here. Hello, everybody. Hey, it's clearing up a little bit in West Michigan. I don't know if it's clearing up where you are, but I'm fired up. It's Saturday morning. It's a little going to be mid-50s today.
Yep.
Another great day to get out on the back deck. You know,
Not too much rain either.
That's right. And if it is raining, this is the day to cook something low and slow. Because you can just get it going, get it out there, come back in, watch whatever you want to watch on TV or do some honeydews. And,
I'll give you a great tip for that. You know what I do?
What's that?
I got a pool, so I got all these umbrellas, you know, in the stands.
Uh-huh.
Get yourself a little pool umbrella and a stand, and you set it up right over your grill. Works beautiful.
It's not too close, huh?
In the winter. No, well, they're tall enough. They're like 8 feet tall.
Sure.
I put my smoker under it, my good one under it all the time. If it's raining, it just keeps that fire temperature, that firebox temperature good, too.
Awesome.
But, and keeps the water from running in your beer. It's handy.
Yeah. Well, that last part's a really important part. I mean, the smoker, when it hits, it'll steam off, but you don't want to dilute your beverage.
You'll end up with a light.
Yeah, exactly. This segment, we're going to be doing a lot of things that we got yet to go in this show. Mike and Chris Peters are going to be calling in from rockinribs.com. Our buddy from Arcadia Brewery, Tim Surprise, is going to give us a jingle. But before we do that, what you got over there, Bob?
Well, Mike and Chris Peters, actually, they called in all last year. They're actually with the KCBS Great American Barbecue Tour.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
I remember them.
We're members. You're actually a member of the KCBS.
Right.
And as a member, you support all sorts of things to promote barbecue in America. But one of the cool things that the KCBS is doing is they've contracted again this year, Mike and Chris, who are old friends of mine, actually, they live in Springfield, Missouri, and they travel across America. I think they're going to have 20-some events this year, and we'll meet up with them. Rob Russell and myself will meet up with them very often at these events because we also sponsor that tour. The good one sponsors that tour. So we meet up with them, and they've got this big trailer, and it looks like a big NASCAR event, really.
Okay.
I mean, it'd be perfect for NASCAR.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, gives me an idea.
Yeah.
But they put up these giant flames, and people come from all around. We throw out the food. We start grilling and smoking, and some of their sponsors are also actually Master of Mixes was one of them last year, so we had like some really excellent Bloody Mary mix, which goes good with barbecue.
Absolutely.
I've heard that from you.
That is a proven fact. That is not just hearsay.
And they have like Sam's Club as a sponsor. They have all sorts of sponsors, but the main thing is they're out promoting barbecue, and you know, we are the grilling guys, but we really are kind of heavy on the barbecue side. We probably ought to attack the steaks and hot dogs and stuff heavier, but
well, you know what? I guess part of my feeling along that is everybody's, if they grill anything, they'll do burgers, dogs, and probably an occasional steak. And I don't know if there's a lot to learn there. A lot of our listeners have done that by trial and error. Now, you know, we got a tip every now and then, or great equipment. We always talk about the Tech grills and how they make just an incredible difference. You know, I can't wait till we start doing more remotes, and we've got several of them coming up this summer. But we get our listeners out, and we start cooking on that Tech, because you can't really believe it until you taste the food that comes off it.
Yeah.
And I know we beat this thing to death, and I don't mean to do that, but it is better. And
I'm going to differ with you for a minute here. You said hot dogs, hamburgers, steaks, we don't really need to tell them anything. Hot dogs, maybe no. Hamburgers, now you start needing a little help. Steak, a lot of messed up steak out there.
Okay.
There's a lot of things people can learn about making a steak better. And you know what? If you just started making steaks on your grill, and that's the way you always made them for several years, and you just accepted the fact that they'll never be as good as Ruth's Chris, then that's where you're going to stay. But you can have a steak, I'm going to say, better than Ruth's Chris.
Okay, yeah, so what's your number one or number two tip when you're making a steak then?
Well, I'm spoiled.
Uh-huh.
Because I have a Tech.
Great equipment.
And 100% infrared is the new way to do steak. If you're not, and I'm not saying that because we're so involved with them. I'm saying it because we're involved with them because I've used the thing. And it is, I do this for a living. I cook those things like 3 or 4 times a week for crowds. And the first bite, everybody has the same response. They just look at you with doe eyes. And it's like, wow.
Yeah, what was that?
I think I'm going to get hit.
How'd you do that?
Yeah.
Right, exactly. You know, and the other thing that with the burgers or the steaks or anything is a seasoning. And the seasonings are important. In our later in the show, in our second hour, we're going to be talking with some guys from Herman's Boy up in Rockford. They're making some seasonings up there that got coffee in them.
I think you're seasoned.
Really, really interesting little flavor. I used some of it last night on some pork, but we'll get to that in a minute.
Mikey's on the line.
Is he?
Yeah. All right. Got Mike Peters calling in from... Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys.
Where are you at today, bud?
I'm in Springfield, Missouri at the Rockin' Ribs Barbecue Festival.
Sweet. So we were just telling everybody what you do, but you and your wife, Chris, are traveling across America. How many stops do you have in that big KCBS rig this year?
This year we're doing 21 festival and barbecue event stops. We'll do 10 retail stops at Sam's Clubs and grocery stores, and 5 Good One stops at grilling stores and barbecue stores throughout the country also.
I just want to know when you're coming to Michigan.
I think we're coming through Michigan, but I'm not sure if we've got any stops in Michigan. We might have to see what we can do, Bob.
Yeah. Are you going to do that Kingsford thing again this year?
The Kingsford contest is going on again this year for $25,000 in prize money at the end of the year.
And you'll be there?
And, we'll have those events along the way also.
Yeah, and that's up in the UP. Kingsford, Michigan is the home
of... Oh, that one. No, we're not going up to the UP again.
Oh, you're not doing that one.
Drive, but yeah, we're staying in the lower 48, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we'll see if... Hey, good morning, Mike. This is Randy Joppy. Hey, we're really looking forward to you blowing through Michigan here whenever it is. When we get off the show here, I want to give a call back and find out what those dates are, because it's always fun to sit down and just have a lunch or a beverage with you guys and just catch up on things. So we're really looking forward when you come through town.
That'd be awesome. And we'll look at our schedule and see what we can do.
Yeah. So what's going on at the Rockin' Ribs?
Rockin' Ribs is a children's charity event, and this is the 12th year of the event. We hope to, at the end of this weekend, raise over $1 million total over the 12 years.
Now, you're actually competing in this one, aren't you?
I'm competing in this one. This is the one of the few that we actually compete in, and I think I just looked at the thermostat, and it said 37 degrees out. It was,
wow.
Cold and windy and rainy all night long.
So it's 8:30 your time. What's the first turn-in?
First turn-in is 11:30, chicken.
Now, we're talking about turn-in. These competition teams, and there's probably a bunch of hot shots out there, present company included. these turn-ins, you get done with your... What dishes are you doing?
We're doing the chicken. Well, I think chicken is Chris's category. And she's doing chicken thighs with her own secret recipe and procedure. The 12 o'clock is pork ribs, and those have been on the cooker since 6. I'm just about ready to go out and foil them. Then we'll do pork shoulder at 12:30. Those are looking beautiful. And then our beef briskets. I've got 3 of the biggest briskets I think I've ever seen, all about 19, 20 pounds, put them on yesterday evening, and they are looking wonderful.
And you'll turn in that brisket. When you cut that brisket, you're going to go right through the center of it for your turn-in?
I'm going to hopefully, right in the center, going against the grains. I've got 3 of them to choose from. We're going to split them out here in probably an hour or so and pop on some burnt ends. And so we like to turn in burnt ends with our turn-in box also.
Now, when you do the competition, are you using the Good One?
Oh, heck yeah. I've got my, believe it's the Rodeo, the big one. I always go back to the 4224, 4232, whatever, the number scheme on the Good Ones. But
mm-hmm.
I've got it cranking out there. We love the smoke flavor that we're getting off of that.
So as well as turning out good food, you're looking good, too, because when everybody goes by and sees you cooking on a Good One, it's kind of like, oh.
Oh, heck yeah. And I brought my little open range along, too. We cooked some other food last night for a private party on that one also.
Look at you.
I'm telling you.
Hey, Mike, you made a comment earlier. I think we were talking about your ribs. You said you're getting about ready to go out and foil them. Could you explain that a little bit, please, on what that process looks like, so maybe if our listeners don't know?
Sure. I normally do what's called a 3-2-1 method, and when I'm doing my baby backs, it's considered a 2-2-1 method. So I put them on my smoker, bone side down, meat side up for 2 hours. They're already rubbed. I rub them the night before, wrap them in saran wrap or plastic wrap to savor that juices, that flavor in there. Smoke them for 2 hours, meat side up. I'll foil them, meat side down. A lot of the guys will, that's where they'll put their blue bonnet margarine and brown sugar and honey and all that other stuff. I don't do any of that. I use a basic apple juice, lemon juice mix, put it in the bottom of that foil, and then it's going to basically steam in that foil. It's going to suck that meat off the bones a little bit more. I'll do that for about an hour and a half to 2 hours. Open it up out of the foil, leave it in the juices, flip it over, put a nice sauce on top, let it set up on there, sauce it a couple times during the last hour. So mine typically is a 5 hour cook on my ribs.
That's about right. So you're not doing sticky ribs?
I try not to. For me, the basic is better. We've always scored well at this contest. We took first place ribs overall in 2008. Second place overall 2009 in the rib category. So
okay, that's awesome. And if you've never, if you're listening to this, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL, and we're talking right now with our good friend Mike and Chris Peters. Well, we're talking to Mike. Is Chris up yet?
She is. She's out there cleaning up my, I stayed on site last night. She slept in the bed, so she gets the cleanup duty today.
So anyway, Mike is out in Springfield, Missouri at, what's the name of that festival?
Rockin' Ribs.
Rockin' Ribs. That's those. If you ever get a chance to go to a barbecue festival or a cook-off or anything like that, go, folks, because it's a ton of fun. You just have good family fun. You got a lot of people working really hard. They're trying to outdo each other on their food, and there's just a huge mix of people, isn't it?
Definitely.
You've got the guys that are...
our first ever international team here. Team from Puerto Rico is out here, Barbecue Addicts, and... one of the nice things about Rockin' Ribs is they also have a best booth contest, and one of my local sponsors thatched a roof. I'm looking out at my roof on my 20 by 20 tent, and the whole front half is a bamboo thatch. I have got bamboo runners across the front. We're going for a Tahiti look. They tell me they're going to bring out girls in hula skirts and coconut bras, but I think it's a little too cold for that.
Well, you got to hang up your little chili lights.
Yeah, we got it.
Well, listen, let's get in touch next week, and we'll go over that schedule, and we'll see when we can't hook up, maybe like we did last year somewhere, and make it happen right this year.
Sounds like a plan.
All right,
like
folks.
I sure appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Right.
Say hi to Chris.
I sure will.
That was Mike Peters from the KCBS Great American Barbecue Tour. He's out in Springfield, Missouri, and he's a good guy. His wife is just a sweetheart, and they take 6 months off, and they travel. They just run across the country in this big SUV and this giant trailer behind them, putting on shows, and they're just the nicest couple, and they really know barbecue.
Yeah, they're, you know, you heard him, he's quite humble. Well, I think I'll compete in this one, and you know, by the way, I won it all in 2009, mm-hmm. and last year I got second place on ribs, and I don't want to overlook that 2-2-1. That's really easy to remember, but he marinates, puts his seasonings on, wraps it in saran, leaves it overnight so the seasonings sink in, then he's 2 hours open grill, 2 hours in foil.
2 hours smoking.
Right. Yes, thank you. Not open grill, but 2 hours smoking with no wrap. Then 2 hours with the foil, and he said, what did he say, apple juice and lemon juice?
Yep.
And then he takes it off, turns it back over so the meat sides up, does his sauces, whatever you like to do. But easy, a 2-2-1 deal. What temperature do you think he's cooking those at,
he's
Bob?
Not, at 5 hours, he's not going to go over 200.
Right. So it's this is what I'm talking about, is this is a great thing to do. Maybe you didn't marinate your ribs last night, but you could do it tomorrow because it's not supposed to be a real great day tomorrow either. But
it's no biggie if you don't marinate them the night before.
Okay.
It helps a little bit, but it's what they're doing is competition, so the temperature and timing and all that stuff's critical. He can't overcook those ribs.
Okay.
That's why I say no more than 200. If he's going that long, if you go over 200 degrees, your meat's going to start falling off the bone, and the judges hate that.
Okay, they want to pick up a bone. It's still tender, but it's going
to
stick there.
It's just ready to fall off, but it has to stick to the bone.
Right.
Otherwise, it's not finger food.
Right.
Come on.
But again, low and slow, it's something to do. Set it, forget it. You got to touch it a couple times, and then you're done. Awesome way to cook for your family when you got a lot of other things going on a busy weekend.
Yeah, and on the healthy grill segment, we want to talk quickly about just a few healthy foods to grill.
Uh-huh.
It's that time of year when we all are going to go out on the beach and get our bathing suits on, so we're trying to knock the pounds off. You and I are. We're working hard on, you know, not eating that fourth piece of cake and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
So keep in mind, the grill is a perfect place for fish. And some people aren't the biggest fish eaters. Some people maybe don't know how to make fish well, or their fish isn't the freshest and they don't like the odor in the house. Put it on the grill. Put a bunch of lemon on it and just put it on low heat. Put a cedar plank under it, whatever you like. Put it skin down on the grill and then do your venison, veggies. I mean, the veggies, I can't stress enough how great grilled veggies are.
You know, I'm a big steelhead fan, and the steelhead are in the river right now for the next few weeks.
Are they still up?
Yep, they're still up, actually. And you go a little bit further north, they're still coming in. We're obviously here in Grand Rapids, and they've been in the river now for a couple weeks. But the farther north you go, they're just still coming in. Lots of fresh fish up there. I talked to some of my buddies that are steelhead fishermen. Of course, trout season opens on April the 30th, a couple weeks from today.
So you'll be gone.
Yeah, I will be. I'll be up in the river, but maybe do a little call in there. I'm going to go to Al and Bob Sports and get my stuff all set every year. You know, you come home and you've lost a bunch of equipment, go down to Al and Bob Sports, get tooled up again so we can get ready to go. But in the next segment, we've got coming up, we're going to do our question of the week. What are you grilling for your wife or your mom for Mother's Day? Help us out, guys. Tell us what's good, man. We're going to talk a little bit about Standale Lumber. They're a new sponsor on the show. We're going to be doing a remote out there.
So what you're saying is, in the next segment, if you want to call 800-785-107.3, Joe's going to answer the phone.
That's right.
We got Joe running the board today. Top notch.
All right, we're the grilling guys each and every Saturday morning. Stay with us. We'll be back.